Hey, Startup Hustle listeners. Before we get into today's episode, I've got some exciting news to share. If you've enjoyed the insights and stories here at Startup Hustle, you're going to love what we have in store at our brand new podcast called Product Driven. I've always described myself as a product guy first, entrepreneur, software engineer, but really a product guy. I love building products. Many people struggle, though, with how to take a product idea and build a tech product, while software engineers struggle to understand the business side of things and they just don't see the big picture. My new podcast, Product Driven, is about that gap between business and the tech side of building software. It's designed for startup founders, tech leaders, software engineers, and anyone who loves tech and startups. Thank you for being part of this community. Enjoy this episode of Startup Hustle, and please subscribe to Product Driven in your podcast app, and you can also check it out on YouTube. Thank you so much.
And we're back for another episode of Startup Hustle, a podcast for entrepreneurs by entrepreneurs. If you want to start, own, or build a business, then you're in the right place. We bring you the real truth about what it's like to take something from concept to launch. From growth, innovation, experience, failing, or winning big, we've got you covered. So let's get down to business with another episode of Startup Hustle, brought to you by Fullscale.io. And we're back. Matt DeCourcy here with three of my favorite people on the entire planet, including the other Matt, for episode 500 Startup Hustle Podcast. Oh my gosh. Anyway, it's the 500th episode of the show. I'm not going to get too fancy about a whole lot of stuff. Anybody listening probably knows my, should I say guests? Are you guys my guests today?
I'll be a guest. I like that role.
Yeah. Doesn't that mean you have to treat us nicer?
All right. Let's not get carried away.
We get to win all the games.
All right. So, well, first off, you know, I think here we are at episode 500. We just had our third birthday. And I think we got to start by just saying thank you, like, to everybody. And bear with me here, because let's first start with the real people that make this happen. And that's the creative staff and people at Fullscale. How about Johnny? Let's clap for Johnny.
Yes. Hey, Johnny.
Yeah, you're the man. You're the man. Johnny's our creative director at Fullscale and the guy that makes all this happen. We have a whole bunch of people that help us out there. We have a team in Cebu. Thank you, Joey, for coordinating everything. Thank you, Joel, for helping out and everyone that makes that happen. And then the other important ingredient, all the people that listen.
What's up? Thank you so much.
Thank you. You guys are awesome.
What, Matt, would you like to say hello and thank you?
Yeah, thanks, everybody. And hello to the people on the live stream.
How
yeah, yes, yes. And that's, well, we talk about the evolution of something. So, yeah, and, you know, overall, I want to thank you guys for continuing to do this with me. I'll hand the mic over to Mr. Watson here in a minute, but it was 3 years ago that we started this podcast because we wanted to complain about entrepreneurship. And I'm not sure if everyone that's listening or has listened actually knows that it is a true story. And I'll start with my memory of how this show started and grew before I give it over to Mr. Watson or Master Watson or however he's known in this day and age. But, you know, we wanted to start a podcast and we said, what should it be about? And we said, well, it should or could or would be about a lot of different things. But how about we make it about the real story of entrepreneurship? How about we make it about what shit is really like? And it was really Watson. I remember Watson having that. He's like, we shouldn't do it about being successful. Let's do it about what things are really, really like. We charted out a first couple episodes. Episode 2 is titled Getting Funded Sucks. And 3 years later, I still agree with that sentiment.
Mm. But yes.
But yeah. Yeah. But we went ahead and got started. And, you know, I hoped we'd make it to episode 500. But yeah, I'm really excited about so much of that. Matt, how about you?
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun. I miss the old days when we actually had a podcast studio and we'd get together with the guests and meet the guests and all that stuff. And, we started out for probably about the first 50 episodes, we never even had a guest. Does that sound right?
No, because we had a guest pretty early, actually. We had guests in the first few episodes because I remember Roy from Healthy Hip Hop and I think Video Fizz.
Yes, that's right.
Blake Miller came by from Home Base and a few other people. Mm-hmm. But yeah, we did a lot of episodes. One thing I do remember is huddled around the gray microphone that is now womanned by Lauren Conaway. So maybe we should hand that mic over to her. And hi, Lauren.
Hi.
She has it, but isn't using it.
I'm not using it. But it sure is pretty and it makes me feel real cool. So thank you for that gift. Yeah. So I gotta tell you guys, this opportunity with Startup Hustle has been absolutely amazing. Andrew, how lucky are we that we had these two badasses, Matt Squared, and they built this thing, they built this machine, this beautiful podcast, and, they came up with the mission, the vision, they got all these great guests, they built the audience, they built the team around it, and then it was just kind of dropped into our laps. Hey, do you want to talk to awesome people about awesome shit? And that's what happened. It was just an amazing opportunity. And I'm just so grateful for the chance. I'm grateful to you, Matt. I'm grateful to you, Matt. And I'm grateful to the listeners, to the production team. It's just been, absolutely incredible. What a ride.
Yeah. I'll jump in too. I couldn't echo your sentiment more. I think the first time me and Matt met was we had a random call after a Facebook group post or something about, having somebody on in the e-commerce space. I came on as a guest and would have never imagined I'd be a host. I think it's been 2 years probably, Matt, since then or more. And so stoked to be a part of it. I've had amazing conversations like I was just thinking about today about what we might talk about and the different guests that have been on the show when I was a guest and then now as a host. And I do miss coming into the studio, and hopefully we have another studio here soon where we can get together and meet and have some fun and play some jokes on each other. But just super happy to be a part of this and what's coming next. I think I'm not going to say it out loud first, but stoked about the team continuing to produce content together. It's going to be a lot of fun.
You're not going to say it for, well, you guys heard that we started a TV show, right?
I mean, I know about it, but
everyone knows about it. We've been telling the world of it. Matt, Watson, do you know? Matt, we started a TV show and you're in it.
I know. You just want me to do stupid human tricks on it.
But you're good at them, buddy.
I know.
You're good at them. So can I tell a story about a memorable episode?
Yes.
Okay. Have any of you ever done this podcast drunk?
Right now.
So Watson, we used to either record this show before or after lunch. We would often meet people, go to lunch, and then come back or something. But there was one episode when Watson went out to lunch. It was the food truck episode. Watson went out and just you tell the story, Matt. How did you end up there? Because when Matt came back, he said, "Look, Matt, I'm a little drunk." And I said, "Okay, let's record it anyway." Now, it was beyond comedic.
The funny part was the debate about the most common types of food trucks.
Correct.
I was convinced I had the answer. I'm still convinced I have the answer.
What are the most common types of food trucks?
What do you think they are? Let's go Family Feud style. What's on the big board?
Let's do it.
Tacos.
I went to tacos.
That's actually ding 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 ding. Yeah.
Tacos on the list. What else we got?
Okay. Sandwiches. I've seen a lot of sandwich joints. Rolling through.
Euros.
Do you actually remember these answers? Do you remember these
ice
answers?
Ice cream. Yep. Ice cream.
For real? Is that the answer?
Or the number one answer was barbecue.
What? And the people from Kansas City managed to miss that.
And I thought it was going to be snow cones.
quality over quantity. I thought I said the most food trucks, not the best food trucks. So I misheard the question.
I was very surprised it was barbecue.
So the episode, the food truck episode got a little interesting just because
I was tipsy.
Yeah. Now that said, whoever the person that came in and listened for one episode and gave us a 1-star review titled Food Truck, this show sucks, and talked about way too much giggling, laughing, and they kept joking that it was their best episode. And well, thanks, guy. You should have given us at least one more episode, but that was the real reason. We just didn't want to tell you, but
And now I'm drinking wine out of a box as we record this one.
Classy. I think what's funny is that we didn't go live back then, and there's no way you guys are going live. So you recorded it, still loved it, and then posted it. So I love that you guys stayed with it.
Forethought that went into that.
Yeah, I like it.
Well, let's talk about that for a second, because you know, if you've listened to the show a lot, and you know what, there are a couple people. Where's Steve? How about Stephen Ford, Penco? Dude, thank you. Stephen's heard them all.
I finally broke
it. Heard them all, man. So Stephen, thank you. But so you know, one of the things that when we first did the first few episodes, I tried editing them. I was like, God, this takes too long. So on about the 6th episode, I just said, you know what? We're going to publish this warts and all. And I've said that ever since. I'm like, if we're going to tell the real story, it's going to be good. It's going to be bad. And that's actually backfired on us a couple times. Like I remember the episode when we tested the mixtape app and it broke on us in the middle of the show where we were demonstrating it. And I was like, hey, well, if you want to know what it's like to build software, that's a pretty good look. But yeah, overall, so there's only been 3 episodes that we've actually had to edit. One, I had a coughing fit in the middle of it. And the other one, at one point we had some technical problems. But Lauren, Andrew, have you ever had restarted or done any of that?
Like tech issues? Yeah.
Have you had to restart the podcast after thinking you had recorded it?
Oh, I think I did that once, but I caught it like relatively early on. And so I was able, like, it wasn't that big of a deal. It was like 5-10 minutes lost or something like that. But yeah, the biggest technical issue that I remember, it's when I was actually a guest. And that money gun, like, I am still super pissed about this. When I tried to do the money gun and it just kind of went like nothing shot out. I was really, so I need to, at some point, I'm going to redeem myself. I'm going to figure out how to work that damn thing. Can I please?
I definitely missed the money gun.
Okay.
You know, I was down at our new office today and I forgot to bring the money gun back, which is my fail for the day. But you know, the money gun was a prize for winning mixtape, a round of mixtape, mixtapethegame.com. Check it out. But well, let's get right into it then. You want to play?
Absolutely.
Who won that round? Who bought the gun for who? I want to know.
Yeah.
Who bought the gun? I did. So you did. The fake Supreme money gun. And by the way, how gold is my hat?
It's super gold.
Is it blinding?
It's right on brand.
I saved this hat for 2 years for special occasion. All right. So for mixtape, I pulled a card from the mixtape deck. I'm going to read a scenario and we are all going to name a song that goes with the scenario. At the end of the round, we will vote for who the winner is. You may not vote for yourself. Are you guys ready?
I'm ready.
I don't know. I think
so. You guys ready? Are you ready? You actually are. You ready, Lauren? Okay. You are righteously quitting a job and throwing a cheeseburger at your shitty boss.
Oh.
And so Fuck You by CeeLo Green is out, right?
I was waiting for that. That has been banned from play. That is eternally banned because actually that song is the correct answer for every card if you want it to be.
So, and Breaks Up by Limp Bizkit is out.
I don't want to admit this, but I totally went to a Limp Bizkit song too.
Oh my God. Well, you guys are too much. You guys are definitely not going to vote for my song.
Okay, by the way.
I'm like, oh my God. I can't believe that just happened.
we have to give some context here, people, because first off, the reason that Fuck You by CeeLo Green was not allowed in mixtape, it really is the perfect answer for everything, because that would be a good answer here. But we used it too much. And then Watson, a couple times tried to play just Limp Bizkit, like the entire catalog, not even a song, just the band. So
he's a real fan.
You can play the song.
Well, all right. Well,
that's your answer.
You did it all for the nookie, and you can take that cookie and stick it up your ass. Like, that was where my head went. But can I give another answer? I'm a little.
Yeah, ashamed. You can. Yes.
What about, is it called Break Free by Queen? Like, that'd be a really good one too. And no, not quite as 90s aging.
It's more like theatrical dancing, like,
yeah,
as you leave.
All right, look, I'm taking the low hanging fruit since you guys are all clearly stalling, and I'm going to Take This Job and Shove It.
Ooh. That's lame.
Eh, it's a little on the nose.
Who is the artist?
Dolly Parton.
All right.
You guys make me feel young. Y'all make me feel young. I have my answers.
Go ahead.
Well, play, Andrew.
It's I Don't Fuck With You by Big Sean.
Okay. I don't know the song. I don't know the song.
Last minute.
But by the way, but while we wait, there is a comment in the live chat that says, is that boxed wine, Watson? So you got called out. That was moments into the show. So way to go. All right. You guys got to play something.
All right. So my first answer, of course, was Limp Bizkit, but I can't do that. And then my second thought.
You should just pick a band.
Was the Cash Me Outside, because, you know, let's go.
Like, but the crazy 13-year-old?
Yeah. Cash Me Outside, yeah. But right. So my real answer, though, is Jay-Z, 99 Problems.
Hey,
strong. All right, what do you got, Conway?
All right, so I am a voting person, and I don't know what that means. I assume it's some lyrics in there.
That means Watson has to sing it, but not until Lauren picks. I'm gonna put her on the clock here.
Wait, why do I have to pick? I don't want to pick.
Because we've all picked. We've all picked a song. What is your entry?
You know what? I'm gonna stick with my gut. I'm gonna go with Nookie. I am.
Okay.
I like it.
Okay. Yeah. Watson literally just slapped it. If you're watching the live stream, yes. Watson just is so angry by that. He slapped it.
I did it all for the Nookie.
Okay. So we have Nookie by Limp Bizkit.
I mean, isn't that why we all
take this job and shove it, which could be by Johnny Paycheck and maybe not. Yeah. And then Andrew, what was your choice?
Big Sean. I Don't Fuck With You.
That is such a good video.
And Watson, once again.
99 Problems by Jay-Z.
99 Problems by Jay-Z. Okay, we got a vote. I'm going with Nookie. By the way, the live chat, Watson's going to win it all. Man, you got a fan club?
It's the box.
Oh, my God.
I will go with Take This Job and Shove It. It fits too well.
Okay, you guys, I need some votes. Lauren and Watson, let's get it moving. Come on.
I'm going for Andrew.
Yeah, I'm going for Andrew too. That just pained me.
Congratulations, Andrew. Congratulations. You are the winner of Mixtape Episode 500, and that comes with absolutely no cash and prizes. So I hope you enjoy that, and that's great. You know, speaking of winning and losing, and looking back at the history of the podcast, one of the most prolific losing streaks in the history of competition occurred when Watson actually lost, what was it, 16, 18? We quit counting.
It was more than 10, I'll give you that.
Yeah, it was in the teens. Rounds that we used to play rock, paper, scissors, just because why not? Why did we even start doing that?
Because we weren't sure who would be the opening host.
Ah, that's right.
Yeah,
that's right. Did I win? Did I win or lose? How did I get that?
Obviously, you won. Yeah,
true. All right, true. So, funny startup hustle history is we played, it was in an episode about competition. And it was like at the fourth one or something, we decided to have a competition. The best thing we could come up with, I believe, was rock, paper, scissors. We played. Watson ended up losing probably 15 to 18 straight episodes. Like, we got to the point where it was comedic. And the mathematical probability of doing that is got to be just like, I don't think we could recreate it. But with that, I think we were going to actually play rock, paper, scissors here. And we've prepared for that. So this is, and in order to do this, so we will announce this, but so look, as Watson started losing and losing it, he got desperate. He started trying to cheat. I caught him in his office once researching strategy for, he was watching a fucking YouTube video about an AI that
I didn't learn the strategy. There is a strategy. I learned it.
It didn't help, dude. It didn't help.
Text me.
By the way, Donovan Clark, who's chiming in the live chat. Yeah, he really did lose more than 10. And shaking your head and laughing out loud, that happened a lot. So we can't trust Watson. We wanted to just play and like throw the symbol down. But instead, in order to maintain integrity in the league, we've all written rock, paper, and scissors on individual pieces of paper. And we're gonna play it. Watson, you better written it down, dude.
I've never played four-player paper.
We are gonna count to three, and then we are gonna raise our paper, and we are gonna see what happens, and we'll figure it out after. Let's just kind of like it's kind of like starting a business. You just do it and figure out all the shit after it, right?
So I'm gonna beat Lauren, and she's gonna beat Andrew, and Andrew's gonna beat Matt, and then like who the hell wins?
It's going to be like Highlander. We're going to have a second round. There can be only one. Let's get this moving. Come on, people.
Okay. You guys are
stalling. All right. So ready on the count of three. And then you raise your entry on three. One, two, three.
Paper.
Oh, paper says, what the fuck, Watson? A
half cheating.
It's paper.
Wait, that's not. All right.
It's a if you don't have
a rock, you lost. All right. Who has,
I did lose.
Lauren, you won. Okay.
How many metaphors here, Lauren?
All right. We're going again.
This is like one of the proudest moments of my life.
This is how bad you are at this game, Matt. All right. Next round. Ready? One, two, three.
Split out.
Rock. I got scissors. Rock. Okay. So rock beats scissors. Paper beats rock.
Paper beats rock. So Andrew won, right?
Beat rock.
I don't know.
But I don't beat the scissors.
Watson had rock. I had Watson. You beat me.
Yeah.
Okay. Wait. For old time's sake, DeCourcy versus Watson for all the marbles. And then we'll actually talk about something that might be for adults.
You guys know that paper, rock, scissors is about playing the opponent that you're playing. You can't play all four people. You play one person. You look them in the eyes. You think you know what they're going to say, and then you guess. You can't. Okay.
I like that.
I'm ready.
Watson, do you want to talk about the strategy that you learned before, or do you want to talk about it after?
Only after I beat you. Let's go.
All right. Ready?
Wait, it's just the two of you, right?
Yeah, and you better raise your shit on three, because Watson, you haven't even been raising it. We've all had our stuff up, and then you put it up. All right, ready? One, two, three.
Oh, you're the slowest one. I beat you. I got paper, and you got rocks. So, ha!
Oh, dude.
Nice strategy.
There works. You go. Congrats. Is that the only time? Did you eventually beat me, or did I just retire? I can't remember.
Wait, Andrew, what did you put?
I'm the greatest of paper. All time.
You guys, by the way, you two weren't even supposed to play.
I know. I was playing against Andrew.
I couldn't interrupt the instructions. Right. I needed more clarification.
So now that we got all of the gameplay out of the way, and yeah, so we can move on. But yeah, Watson, are you going to share the strategy? Are you going to share the strategy or not?
Yeah. When you lose, most of the time people play whatever would have beat their opponent's last play.
Yes. So you're playing your opponent. See what I'm saying?
You're the opposite of that.
Yes.
Yeah, you're playing one person. You're watching what they do. It's usually best out of three. And then you make that initial move. And then your second move is definitely based off the first round. So at least in the simplicity of paper, rock, scissors strategy.
So looking back at all of that, I will tell you that none of that. It was luck. There was no strategy. I didn't think it out. It was a true game time decision, much like most of my business decisions. And let's talk about that for a second. Cause you know, here we are 3 years later. And by the way, for everyone that's still actually listening, thank you for letting us get that out of our systems. But you know, I look back at so much stuff and I think, man, you know, like, well, I like to like, for me, this show has been therapeutic. It has been informative. It has been a learning experience. It's allowed me to talk to so many interesting people about so much cool stuff. And I mean, here 500 episodes later, I'm still really passionate about it and I'm really excited about it. I mean, you know, when it comes to you guys, what's something that I know you, Lauren, you said a few things early, but for me, it's just been like continuing to be able to learn from so many different people. And for me, one of the, there's two past guests for me that really stand out. The first one was Laryl Holt, who was maybe about the 15th episode. Now, Laryl is the founder of CarStar. And he blew our minds that day. Like Laryl was like Yoda.
It Baby was like Yoda.
Gone and talked to the Oracle and Yoda in the same like guess. And he said something to me that I still say regularly. And we said, well, Laryl, tell us a little bit about yourself. And he goes, well, Matt, I'm a coward. And I was like, no way, dude. You're not a coward. And he ended on it. And it really what it was some beautiful business advice where he said, as an entrepreneur, you should attempt to be a coward. Don't attempt to take on the giants. Go somewhere where people will leave you, where you can do something no one else is doing and people will leave you alone while you get really good at it. And you know, that amongst so many other things. So after that episode, Laryl left and Watson looked at me and he said, I'll never forget this. He goes, I think I want to be Laryl when I grow up. And I think that was a fair thing. And, you know, for me, another guest that really stood out that I've had so much fun talking to is Sandy Kemper.
Yeah.
Who just like, I mean, just like on a dude, Sandy's on a different level. And, Sandy, the first time he was on the show was with Watson and I, and the second time it was just he and I. And I knew he was going to come equipped. And Sandy sent me an email with 7 things he wanted to talk about in that second episode. And I had to Google and research all 7 of them because they were literally on a different level. But yeah, those are 2 that really stand out to me just for levels of like huge knowledge. What about you, Matt?
Yeah, the one I learned the most from had to be the sex coaching one.
Wait, yes.
Yeah. That was, or maybe at least, never mind. Maybe it was just the most entertaining. Maybe I didn't learn anything, but it was hilarious.
That was quite fun. But yeah, I remember that because at the time in that episode, I kept asking for a friend, but my friend was clearly Watson. So Lauren, what about you? Who's, you know, you've talked to so many different people and many that we haven't, like who's really stood out and been an experience that you remember?
Well, so I've got a couple in my back pocket. So first, like the first guest that I ever hosted on the show, was a woman named Marianne Schnall. And she is, you might not know who she is, but within certain circles, she is extremely well known. She's the founder of feminist.com. She's written books and interviewed female leaders like Stacey Abrams, Hillary Clinton, Jane Fonda. Like she's a journalist. And so that one was kind of like the height. And Wendy Gillis, like both of those were like hero worship opportunities for me. Like these are women who operate in spaces that they just blow my mind with how awesome they are. And so I'm a huge fangirl. And so those were amazing opportunities for me. But my favorite episodes are always the ones where the conversation is just easy, mm-hmm. where, you know, we're laughing together, where, you know, just having a really, really good no, you know, it's not a stilted conversation. And so one of those, one of my favorite ones, was actually Sarah Chamberlain with Women to Women Tours. Like I just walked off of that call or that podcast recording. And I was like, we just had a lot of fucking fun, you know, and we talked about some serious stuff and we talked about some interesting stuff and I learned a ton. And I have huge respect for her and her mission, but I felt like I made a friend. And so that those are always my favorite. So, yeah,
I've definitely made a lot of friends because of Startup Hustle.
Yeah.
And that's been great. Hey, Andrew, what about you?
Yeah, I made you guys as friends, honestly, because of Startup
Hustle. Who did you remember as a guest?
I know. You know, you got to start off giving a little bit of appreciation for the show, and I'd like to do the same. And I think, you know, this year with the pandemic and everything going on, it was an awesome outlet to be able to connect with people and just, like, we're not getting that face-to-face. This was a reason to just chat and get to know their stories and talk about, you know, behind the scenes and what's going on. And I was getting to talk to people in Europe and people that launch on Amazon Japan. And for me, not being able to travel, which is a big part of my life, it was just kind of cool connecting with people that are going through the same things we're going through here in Italy and abroad. So I'm really thankful for the ability to connect with people this year. And, you know, through the podcast, honestly, has been a big part of it. I was speaking last year abroad, but nothing like that's happening this year. So the podcast was a big win. And everyone that I've talked to, you know, I'm just thankful for the opportunity. It's been a great way to highlight a lot of my customers at Marknology. They have great stories and I've been able to get them on the show and talk about their products. And honestly, it's rare that you just get an hour to just chat with a client or a brand that you're working with. You don't just get to talk about their stories and what's going on. Everything's always so hustle, 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 hustle. You know, I enjoyed that, but I would say, you know, if I had to pick one, and maybe it's a little selfish to think about, but I had Bree Burner on and she's a Kansas City girl. She's living in Hawaii now and does, she helps online coaches get their businesses started. And I was at the gym and one of the trainers came up to me and he was super pumped and he was just like, "Hey, I just wanted to really thank you for, you know, doing the show. My girlfriend just signed up with Bree and she's been wanting to take this leap to start a business. And because of you having her on the show, like, you know, we felt like it was a good fit and reached out." And so then they were working together and it was just a moment for me that was like, hey, you know, doing this show, helping people. And, you know, that was a show that I remember for sure. And probably just the feeling of the gym of helping that couple, but it was awesome.
Yeah.
Have either of you, meaning Lauren and Andrew, have either of you have anybody that you clearly didn't know other than the one you just mentioned, reach out, send messages or anything? Cause we've had messages from all over the world. You have? Yeah.
I actually have. I've had different people on and they let me know that they had family members or friends or different people see them on the show. And it was just like super random, you know, through LinkedIn or whatever, like, "Hey, I saw, you know, so-and-so on the show. This is super cool. You guys are doing this. Keep it up." You know, just simple stuff like that, but it goes a long way.
So I actually had a guy reach out and this made me cry. I'm a crier. And he reached out and he told me that he found that his 16-year-old daughter was listening to my episodes of the podcast, and that he was a single father. And he thanked me because he was like, "Hey, you know, it takes a village to raise a 16-year-old girl when you are a single father. And what you're doing really helps. Like, you're giving her people to look up to and role models." And I was like, "Well, shit, now I've, you know, got to get the Kleenex.
Like, stop cursing." Really sweet.
So that was really cool. And I didn't know this guy. But
what about you, Watson?
About what?
How is the world reaching out to you?
No, nobody cares about me.
We always joke. It's like, it's heartbreaking, but I asked Matt and, you know, will someone out there message Watson and just say they heard him on the show?
Does it count for me? Cause I'll do it.
Yeah, no, it doesn't matter. Yeah. Anyone.
I listen to you all the time.
Somebody sent me green M&Ms and I don't know who did it.
That's right. And we still want someone to send fan art. of Watson. If you are willing to make a painting, a drawing, anything that is some kind of craft that is of Matt Watson, trust me, it will be known. But let's talk about that. So we had joked for a while that Watson, so once this show made it on Apple's top charts, we thought that that was funny, but we had a running joke that Watson's tour demands were getting a little steep. And yeah, you know, true rocks. What did you have? What were you requiring, Matt?
Well, I had the tour bus parked outside, and I had green M&Ms and a seahorse.
Yeah,
and I still need a private bathroom in the podcast studio too.
Yeah, sure. Right. Yeah. So you know, those were his tour demands, and literally. And by the way, we still don't know who you are because a package came with 2 pounds of green M&Ms.
I love that. I ate all of them.
That's
nothing other. Yeah, but we've had some fun people send some interesting stuff. Once again, Stephen Ford from Penco, just to the Pen, showed up. TRG Holmes sent me a shirt with this, like, in the Supreme logo that said Closer.
I love that.
We've had people. Almeida gave us coffee.
Oh yeah, and well, let's thank the people that have brought stuff with us. The Riverwatch beef. Chris Kovac brought us beef jerky. Snow pops.
Yeah.
Who got drunk on snow pops? Because this kid did. Did I gave you? That was right. That was Lauren's signing bonus.
Which wow. You got, like, a microphone.
Yeah, you got screwed, Andrew. Lauren got a microphone and a yeah.
Like, and a whole bunch of snow pops. Like, we ripped through a whole box over the course of a weekend. It was awesome.
Y'all are being selfish.
Watson, didn't you do that in an afternoon with snow pops?
Oh, yeah. We had them in the office.
He tore them up. I mean, we had a lot of different stuff. You know, the one thing that stood out for me was Megan Day. So, Watson, you missed that episode because you had something come up. But Megan Day is an award-winning pit master. And she brought a... Yeah, she was the winner of a TV show called Chopped, and she brought me a bacon log titled Ooh. The Bacon Explosion, which I kept in my freezer until not last year, but the year before for Thanksgiving. And I broke that thing out, and Jill was making fun of me for my bacon log, and Megan told me, she's like, you'll be a huge hit at any party you bring this to. My family has never liked me until I brought the bacon log.
We can't talk about his log being delicious. I can't do this.
Which was the other reason I had to start over recording the show once, because, yeah, yeah. So, okay, anyway,
so,
yeah.
So I have a question. I want to know, Matt, who was the weirdest guest?
Ooh, he's going to have to put somebody on the
show. Are we naming names here?
I've got the weirdest one for me. I can start.
I've got the weirdest one.
Go ahead, man.
Yeah, I want to hear this.
The weirdest one for me, and she was the nicest lady in the world, and I have a lot of respect for what she does, but it was the lady with the hair art.
Courtney.
Hey, that's Courtney Lane.
She was the nicest lady in the world, but there was something about the hair art. It was just weird.
Yeah.
Not used, but it was different. But that, but yeah, you know,
on her business card, she has professional weirdo listed.
Yeah.
As a title. So she owns that shit.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. And Courtney, you're awesome. We had a lot of fun, but Courtney dresses all the time. Like it's 1860. Yeah. Or something. I don't know when is the Victorian period, but by the way, didn't we get schooled on when that was?
Probably. Yeah.
Isn't yeah. it early 1900s?
I don't know.
Late 1800s.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Have you guys had an interesting or odd guest?
I've had some ones that are just like kind of hard to get going, you know, but it's been pretty handpicked. I'll be honest with you. Like I haven't pulled out any super weirdos. So I'm going to have to say no.
Watson, that's a terrible question. Like let's record a live stream and an episode for 500 and be like, hey, no, I guess that professional.
Who was the most memorable guest? I mean, you know.
Well, I had that. Well, and actually, I should mention this. When we first started, Matt, like, you joined this like platform that could help you find and identify podcast guests. And so what Matt proceeds to do is sign me up for like 30 interviews. Like, I am just now
all 30 were gonna book.
My interviews are done in the queue because he like reached out to all these people and everybody signed up. And so these fine, great. Like, he asked me permission first. He was like, hey, can I help you find some guests? And I was like, yeah, you know, thinking that it would be like maybe like 3 or 4. And then all of a sudden, I start getting all these emails. Like every 5 seconds. And I was freaking out kind of because I was doing like 2-3 episode recordings a day for weeks trying to get through all of these. And it was so like, thank you for that.
Thanks for helping us get to 500.
Huh?
Well, thanks for helping us get to 500.
Yeah, you know.
By the way, if
several we still haven't gotten through all of those episodes. I just want you to know that.
If you're wondering why Watson disappeared for a little bit, that's because you thought it was bad for you. I got 60 bookings.
Yes.
And I was, and I literally told Matt, I was like, dude, I'm not going to make you do all these. I couldn't believe. I didn't think everybody was going to book.
So the tool works clearly. But you know,
what was the name of the tool? We need to plug the tool, obviously.
Matchmaker.fm.
Not knowing guests, like a lot of these guests were just total question marks for me. I was like, I don't know, you know, I don't know much about their business. I don't know what kind of style they have. And I did have one lady who she was very nice. And she was like the founder of a magazine or something. She was very nice, but she was very, very, very Christian. And that's fine. Like, totally cool. Like, but I would ask her a question and every single answer came back to, well, I walk with Christ. And I was like, I was texting Matt. I was like, I don't know what to do. That's one that I had to reset her. I had to be like, look, you know, I really appreciate your faith. Like, thank you so much for being a guest, but we can't do this. Like, this is a startup hustle. And so we have to kind of talk about the business. Like, this is not, you know, the 700 Club. This is not the
Jesus. I don't think we published that. Did we actually publish it?
I don't think I've seen it.
I don't think we did.
We went back and reset, and I was like, it's okay if you want to mention your faith. Like, please don't think I'm trying to, like, you know, stifle that, except I was. Like, because it was just every single answer was, I listened to Jesus, and I walked with Jesus.
See, so my question about most memorable guests that were kind of, you know, a little different. So
just open the box. You open the lid, Watson. It's coming out now.
Yeah.
I know. There you go.
My most interesting guest was Jesus, and stay tuned because that episode is coming soon. He's the founder of the most successful franchise in the world. So I figured we'd try to get him on, but he had a wait list. By the way, we're laughing, and that's good. That's kind of funny. We don't mean to be offensive, but one of the things is we have brand standards here, and we really try to not talk about religion, sex, or politics.
Except when you talk about sex.
We've been okay. We've avoided talking about
exceptions must be made. Yeah,
we had a sex coaching episode to get it all out.
Which, by the way, I want to. So, Kristen, let's talk about that for a second. Because join us in the Startup Hustle chat, because you want to come and talk with us and other entrepreneurs and people about subjects and topics and things that are related to being an entrepreneur and cool stuff that we're doing or other people are doing. We have a whole chat room and start in Facebook and, you know, coming up on 2,000 members on that. And I'm shocked at the engagement we get. And I want to give a shout out actually to Eric Foster of Sidaris, cyber episode. He was a guest once as well at Cybersecurity Startups, which was one of our top episodes of last year. But Eric has one of the most amazing startups here in town, and he's one of the many, many contributors that put some really great, meaningful answers in there. And I think that's awesome. I'm looking forward to that and you know, whomever. But yeah, so, well, and look forward to the future episode with Jesus.
Yes.
Can't wait.
Yeah.
Amen.
He looks a lot like, I bet he looks like Andrew. by the way, funny story. I have described Andrew as looking like a leprechaun Jesus.
Once you see now, it, you can see it. Like, now that's what
I'm going to hell, guys. I'm going to hell. Like, so it's counterproductive.
We need to be careful, Lauren. We're outnumbered by the gingers, and if they get angry.
Well, let's not anger
Matt,
them.
Matt, are you aware? Are you aware?
I walk with Jesus, so I'm good.
So, all right.
For you, buddy.
if we're gonna tell funny stories, so you know, talking about funny stories is we're gonna tell some of them on Startup Hustle TV, and I'm pretty excited about that. So first off, I just want to let everyone know the best advice I can give you in this episode is don't ever start your own TV show. So we can start there, but I'm excited about doing that. That's something that we're going to have. You guys ready? So the people that have made it through all the bullshit we've thrown at them at this episode, if you're still tuning in, your jewel is we are going to have the first episode of that show. Can I get a drum roll? Someone, Watson?
Okay. I can't do it. I'm doing it one-handed.
It's like a motorboat. It's like a motorboat. So, Lauren is actually recording the first episode of Startup Hustle TV will be on February 1st. Shazam!
You heard it. Okay. The man has spoken.
Heard it here. You heard it here.
Capturing the moment.
So with that, we've already been hard at work on that. Now, the world at this point only knows that the four of us are going to be on there, but we'll be giving you more information about some of the first entrepreneurs that we're going to introduce. And overall, like, what, by the way, Watson, once again, we started a TV show and you're on it.
That's fine.
So Matt's nervous that he thinks we're going to make him do feats of strength and athleticism. I mean, but Matt,
he doesn't look nervous to me. Redheads against all if we're playing any kind of competition.
As long as I get to dance too, I'm okay.
Oh my gosh, can we have a dance off?
If you'd like to see Watson dancing, you can do that at the at Startup Hustle Podcast Instagram page. You can also see him high jumping a massive stack of Jenga blocks and
doing like 11 feet.
And doing it was easily 11 feet. Speaking of huge tasks, how about the live episodes? We had one that went well and one that didn't.
Well, we had the one in the stadium with like 90,000 people.
Yeah, you mean 100 in reality.
And before the pandemic, we had like a whole stadium tour lined up.
Yeah.
They got canceled, so yeah.
Did you guys see that live show with Startland or Kansas City when I was there? I remember you guys put some the production value, like that whole room was gorgeous. You guys did an amazing job with that. I'm just saying.
I didn't do any of it.
I don't know.
You just said you're gorgeous.
But whoever did it,
did
it beautifully. Yeah.
So we didn't do anything. And it was funny because we went to go do another live show, and that was actually at Global Entrepreneur Week. Now, here's the thing is we were prepared. Like, we put a lot of effort into it. We had 7 people show up. Why? They booked us at the exact same minute that the free happy hour started.
Oh.
Well, we pivoted. We let everybody answer questions. Answer questions. Do you remember any of those, Matt?
Yes, I remember that.
Do you remember any of the questions?
No.
I get hecklers. I can't open it up.
Oh, dude, we answered them all. We answered them all. And some of them were like, yeah, they challenged us on that one.
I've got another funny moment for you.
Lay it on me.
All right. So remember, I got married on Leap Day, February 29th. And then like 3 days later, you went to Cebu.
Yeah.
And then got stuck there for like, what, 2 or 3 weeks?
Yes.
Because the pandemic started and you were like stuck in the Philippines. And we weren't sure you were going to make it home. And we weren't sure you were going to make it home. But the funny part about all of this is while you were gone, Johnny and the team completely redid the podcast studio and made it absolutely beautiful. And it literally never got used, not one time.
Aww. Not even one time. Aww. I mean, because, well, let's talk about the podcast studio, because it had wallpaper that was peeling off. It was kind of it was not the room you'd want to be in. But yeah, they hung curtains. They did a lot of other stuff. And, you know, we never used it one time.
It was beautiful.
Never, never got, and that was supposed to be like this awesome surprise when I came back. And yeah, I did almost get stuck in the Philippines. And
there's a business metaphor in that. That's for sure.
Yeah. I feel like
getting stuck in the Philippines.
No, like launching, like being ready to go, like, you know, putting a lot of work into something and it just never getting, used.
Yeah. That was,
we had to quickly pivot the podcast. The whole podcast had to be pivoted online.
Well, yeah, but you know, there was one thing with that. So because we travel and would sometimes be gone, you know, with the show, because shit happens and life happens to entrepreneurs, is we like to have a backlog. You know, we want to like usually be a couple weeks ahead, and something happened. So I was going to be back in time for us to get back on track. And then I wasn't. And I had an interesting decision to make, because we had run out of episodes, and I actually ended up recording the Corona Diaries.
Yes.
Which actually was fairly popular, where I just kind of shared my whole situation, scenario, and fears. And like, I honestly think I probably in the end had more people comment to me, and when I saw them in person or somewhere at some point, like a lot of people said that they were like, yeah, I was wondering if you were going to make it back. And and thank you for caring. Unlike Matt, who thought it was funny when I was you thought the podcast studio was funny.
Yeah, just the podcast.
So there is one thing that people do say occasionally. They're like, I think Matt's great on the podcast.
Mm. He is great.
But we did a poll. And we didn't really consider that. Yeah. Who's your favorite host? This was only Matt. There was only Matt and Matt. So, and you know, the funny thing is because of that, we've often been known as, okay, so he's the other Matt, but in his world, I'm the other Matt. So
my world is small, so it's okay.
I like it.
Matt squared whenever I talk about you collectively. Like when I'm introducing guests to the show, I'm like, yeah, it was founded by Matt Squared. And people.
I've learned a lot about that. Yeah. Like, yeah. Sorry. Go ahead. Sorry. It is Matt's plural. Do you have you don't put an apostrophe in that. I've had that pointed out. Okay. So first off, episode 500 has been alive. This is the first time we've actually ever done this. And I want to do this again down the road because, you know, I wanted to save this, but I think we need to get movie night going again. Ooh. So when we look back at the history, a couple of things, like there were a few things that we promised we'd do, not once, but fucking twice, that we literally did once and then never followed up again. And that was movie night.
Yes.
So movie night,
like MST3K, your way through a movie, or like
my wife would be so excited for this.
Business movie,
absolutely. Yeah,
your wife is going to be excited to watch business documentary.
Oh, so excited! Yeah, oh yeah.
Gangs in New York is what I was thinking.
Well, so we did a few of them, but I'd like to bring this back because, you know, maybe we'll actually do it this time. But the one that we picked to start with, what was it? Well, we actually said we'd do movie night once, and then we never did it.
We did Jiro Dreams of Sushi, and we did Henry
that
Ford.
Was when we actually, those were the two we actually did. But Jiro Dreams of Sushi is actually a super popular episode.
And that's an amazing documentary, or whatever you want to call it, really movie. Is.
Yes.
Amazing. Jiro Dreams of Sushi.
Yeah.
So I have an update on Jiro. He lost his stars.
Yeah, he didn't care.
Oh, really?
He didn't. Yeah, well, he lost his stars because he got after that came out. There was so much demand for his place, like even more than there already was, and he Nobody had to basically. Yeah, so that was one of the things that Michelin requires, is that it gets done. But yeah, and then the Henry Ford, like I didn't realize Henry Ford was such a fucking asshole.
Yeah, yeah.
Until we talked a lot about that. He really was. But yeah, so do you either one of you want, you're picking Gangs of New York for your movie night, Andrew?
I'm just kidding. It's a business stretch, you know, but I'll think about that because I would rather watch one I haven't already seen, you know, something fresh. Lauren?
Well, so we did a movie night for Innovate Her KC, Netflix's She Did That, and it follows the story of five Black female founders and their journey. So I'll put that one up for consideration. But I did, I mentioned this to you before, Matt, and I'm still, DeCourcy, and I'm still interested in, sorry, and I still really want to do this. I actually want to do a thing where we like round robin interview each other, like on an individual basis. So like I would interview Andrew, Andrew would interview Watson, Watson would interview DeCourcy, and like we kind of do that sort of thing.
I'm into it.
No one wants to hear what I say. If you would look back at the history of comments and reviews, I think that overall that just anyone would prefer that Matt didn't speak on some days. Just in general, literally a blanket statement, but yeah. So, okay. So by the way, we didn't finish talking about Startup Hustle TV. I'd like to hear Andrew and Lauren's take on that whole thing and what you're looking forward to. And by the way, for those of you listening, just go to YouTube and subscribe. It's that easy. It's that easy. It's happening February 1st.
Subscribe. Hit the button. Top right. Over here.
How about you, Lauren? You got a couple words on Startup Hustle TV before we do the founders freestyle?
Yeah. So I actually just did like a video day with Heather.
You're not supposed to talk about that, but.
Well, fine. Anyway.
See, that's why I didn't say anything. I was nervous.
Spoiler alert.
I did like a day where I like shot some video with someone who was amazing. And it just got me really like hyped up. Because I just like hearing, and I watch all of your, like, I feel like a stalker because I watch like the videos that come through, and like, I feel like I have a really intimate look at like your lives and what you're doing and the really badass things that you're accomplishing. But more than that, like the real story, because like, I hear that you guys accomplish things, but like knowing the forethought and the, you know, the logistics that went into it, like it's been really, really cool. And I can't wait to take that and share it with the whole world. You know, like it's just going to be a really amazing opportunity. And it's already been a huge opportunity for me. So I'm super psyched.
What's you, Andrew?
Wow. I have to go after that because that was good.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, I'm excited.
By the way, Watson's yawning and that is prohibited.
That's box wine. That's box wine.
Fucking guy was yawning so much in the microphone. I had a clicker. I had like a clicker counter, and I used Pavlovian techniques to train Watson to not yawn into the mic. So where's that clicker right now? This is what happens when you drink boxed wine during the show, Matt.
I'm cheap.
It's good shit.
So Andrew, go ahead. I bought you some time there.
Yeah, thank you. You know, thinking about the show. You know, it's pushing me into something new. I've been creating content with, you know, photos and, you know, the written word. And now this year on the podcast, I've been doing it audio. You know, we just started going live with the video. But, you know, it's forcing me to create more content, which I know is king. Content is everything. And I've been excited. Last year on my YouTube, you know, I tried trying to do the same thing, telling some more of the behind the scenes stories of my clients and brands and my team at Marknology, and Startup Hustle TV comes out of nowhere, and it feels like an amazing opportunity to just pick that up and run with it. So I'm super excited. You know, it's not just a story of me and my team, but the story of everyone we're working with. And I'm just a normal guy that figured out, I've always been a little hustler, and figured out a hustle that I'm passionate about, and that, you know, that I'm all in on, and it's made me happy. It's brought happiness into my life you know, provide a lot of value for a lot of people. And any way to share that is another huge opportunity for me. So I'm just super pumped to push myself and share more about what it's really like to be an entrepreneur. And I think that in a world where attention spans are short and, you know, it's hard to get anyone's ear, but yet people are hungry for you know, what's next, or happiness or hope or whatever's out there. For me, it was financial freedom, and it was, you know, being able to travel and things like that. So my life is a lot better off working for myself. And I want to share how I did that with other people, and the good, the bad, and the ugly. I think, you know, most people learn from the ugly over the good. So trying to share that as often as I can. And I hope people enjoy the show.
We, and with that, we've actually been leaking some content slowly, including Matt Watson talking about why you need to be a cheerleader. You want to recreate that, Matt?
Oh, I mean, as a founder, it's your job to go around to all of your team and make sure they're happy, they have what they need, tell them all that we're winning, life is good, we're going to be successful, go fight, win, like freaking cheerleaders.
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys know that Lauren doesn't know how a camera works?
I know how a damn camera works.
Sure. Looks like hers is working now.
I have. That's right. Thank you, Andrew.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Andrew.
I have Lauren on film admitting that she doesn't know how a camera works and asking Joel and Johnny to literally don't tell Matt. Don't tell the course that I don't know how this camera works.
What do you do with that?
So. By the way, we have a comment for the live stream. Where do we see the new TV show? And that's from follow Hodges for Cash Flow. Dude, YouTube, go to YouTube and subscribe. The real episodes. And I want to give you just a little overview on this. We said the real story of entrepreneurship. So we're going to have a lot of people involved in this. And it's kind of user generated. We do sit everyone down for a formal interview to answer probably about the same 80 questions. It's extensive. But past that, when Lauren's talking about the videos that are uploading, we've outfitted everyone with, I got really sciencey about some GoPro and other technology, but we've been journaling the actual, and if you're watching on the live stream, then you see Lauren's toys. And, you know, like some of that is like really trying to capture those moments. And I'll just tell you, like, I woke up today and Matt, we can attest, I had a pretty shitty morning, right?
Yeah,
and.
Yeah.
And here's the thing is I made sure that I talked about that a little bit because look, the real thing, in my opinion, well, first off, there's four pillars that an entrepreneur story stands on. There's problems, we have solutions, we come up with solutions, we take some action or don't, and then there's an outcome. And everything is in an entrepreneur story falls into one of those four buckets. And we have found people from all locations. And I'm not going to tell you who yet. We've got for it right away. We've got people from California, North Carolina, a couple more folks from here in Kansas City. We're going to follow a fucking rock band once touring starts again, all lined up because there are absolute amazing entrepreneurs doing a lot of different things. We're trying to find a lot of different people to do a lot of different things. And then we have Watson.
Yeah, this is going to be awesome. Our YouTube channel is going to be bigger than Mr. Beast very soon.
Mr. Beast works for us, actually. That's episode one. I don't know who is that. I'm assuming that's someone with a big YouTube channel.
You don't know who Mr. Beast is?
No, I do. Oh, kind of. Kind
he only
of.
Has like 30 million YouTube followers.
Well, anyway, you go to the YouTube channel and check it out. Make sure you subscribe. And, you know, we've got a lot of stuff. So we're going to have two different types of episodes. One, which we just our main episodes, but they're going to move fast. We're going to tell the stories. We're going to tell stories. People are going to get moving. And by the way, follow Hodges for Cash, asking where the TV show is. He's from Humboldt, so maybe we'll come out there. We are going to follow the cannabisness. There's a little bit of a teaser there for you, but some really interesting stuff coming. But yeah, like, you know, so in the main episodes, it'll be 20, 30 minutes long, and we're going to follow the stories of a lot of different people. But every episode will have a longer, more in-depth, maybe even more than one episode where we'll really show all this interview footage. We'll talk, you get to hear people talking about how they started the business, why, how they funded it, what problems are, how they market it, this and this and that. And you know, here's the thing, you get guys like Watson. Like, Matt, I don't say nice things about you on the podcast enough, but you're the man. Like, Matt touched my hat and made it this gold because dude just does stuff. But you know, the thing is like, you know, we're making sure we're finding people that have done things in a lot of different spaces and places. And guess what? Some of them are going to win and some of them are going to lose. And we won't publish it unless it is the real true story. I people keep asking me why I started a TV show. And I'm like, I don't know.
Something new, something challenging. And because we want to.
I mean, we set it up in a way that, I mean, it was a lot of work planning it, and now it's kind of up to the people that are in it and on it. So, you know, and when Lauren learns how her camera works, she accused me in my own garage of mansplaining.
I did.
On that note, Lauren, Lauren, I end my episodes with what I call the, and so does the Matt and Matt episodes, with what we call the founder's freestyle, where we pass the mic around and let everyone have some closing remarks. Ladies first, is what would you like to say as we round out this episode and thank everyone? By the way, I'm waiting for the reviews on this one, Matt. Too much giggling and mixtape play. Go to mixtapethegame.com, by the way. Lauren, mic is yours.
Well, first and foremost, I just want everyone to know that I know how to work a damn camera. I'm throwing that out there.
Do I need to make a caption and put that on the screen?
Beyond that, honestly, there are so many thank yous that are due, like Matt and Matt, Andrew. I love you guys are my compatriots. I love doing this with you and being in this with you. The full scale production team rocks my face off. Like, how cool is it that we just get to, like, we just go and we talk to people and then think, well, Matt, you guys do a little bit more, but like, at least I just show up and I talk to people. And that's pretty amazing. Like, it's one of my favorite things to do. So, I mean, the production team that just does such an amazing job, the people who listen and give us a reason to do all of this. What is happening?
I don't know how to spell no, by the way.
I just see
there we go. There we go. Let's try this again. There you go. Announcement.
Fucking camera.
It's official.
Here's the joke. Here's the joke, Lauren, not to cut you off, but I had to take my GoPro into the team because I couldn't get that thing to upload. So maybe I'm the one that doesn't know how to use it.
I reviewed all of the GoPro footage over Christmas break and I had to make an entire folder titled Camera Science because all of us don't know how to use a fucking camera. But don't tell Lauren that.
It's not the most intuitive thing, but I know how to use a camera. Anyway, just thank you. Like, that's my, I know how to use a camera and thank you. Those are my closing remarks. Done.
Andy.
I'll go. You know, it's just fun. I'm excited to be part of something new. I like pushing new spaces, whether it's the building, you know, the show, the podcast guests that we're getting, the TV show, a little bit of visuals and bringing in some people outside of the four of us is going to be fun. You know, I'm just thankful for the opportunity, thankful for the team that helps us put this on, and hope to continue to be a good host and bring the stories out of people that need to be told.
Master Watson.
Yeah, I definitely want to say thank you to Johnny and, you know, all the team that's involved with doing all this stuff. I mean, you guys make our lives easy to walk in and press record and record, and then all the other work happens. If we had to do all that other work, there's no way this show would get done. So thank you guys so much. You know, for my founder's freestyle of the day, you know, my wife and I have a baby that's almost 8 months old. And I tell her every day that the only way he's going to learn to walk is to learn to fall first. And it's a lot like startups. You know, you got to learn to fail and learn from your mistakes. It's the only way you learn. And I keep telling my wife this every day and she still gets mad at me. She's like, I don't want him to fall. I'm like, he's got to learn to fall before he can learn to walk. So here we go.
Yeah. All right. So I want to echo your sentiment and I do want to thank once again, you know, Johnny, thank you for putting up with our shit. I'm a perfectionist and I am a pain in the ass about the podcast. About pain in the ass about it coming out on time, about it not sucking. And that it matter and makes sense. And, you know, like, and there's some patience required with that. I also want to thank, you're pointing at me. So I also want to thank Watson because, you know, if it wasn't a little over 3 years ago after I met Matt, cause he was in my book, Million Dollar Bedroom, and we became friends, you know, not long after that. And, you know, we kept meeting and he had an office, I had an office, and both offices were about half full compared to the amount of space we had. And Matt said, you know what, dude, you should like sell your building and just, you can come move in over here. And I was like, well, what do we do? And I'm like, I don't know, we'll figure it out. So I literally just showed up, gives me an office. I had an office down at the end of like a whole row of offices. And we kind of, you know, it was a month or so later that we started the podcast, which then led to us starting Full Scale, which has been one of the most rewarding, challenging, and tiring things I've ever done on many days. But with that, we managed to build a company that already has close to 200 employees. And that's who I want to thank as well, because it's full scale that makes this podcast go. It's full scale, and it's people and it's clients that pay their bills that allow us to do this and a whole lot of other stuff. And another thing too, is I want to thank, you know, we went hundreds of episodes and never had a sponsor. And I want to thank the people that have been sponsoring us, and, you know, like Gusto, Crown CFO, Tesseract Ventures. Thank you, John, for believing in what we're doing. Pipeline Entrepreneur, Global Entrepreneur Week. Maybe they felt bad about our double booking with the cocktail hour. But, you know, I mean, and then I want to thank you three, because, you know, like, I know I'm a pain in the ass about getting some of this done, but we've kept it going, man, like 500 episodes. And with that, people in 190 countries have listened to this shit. Over 1.5 million times. Like, wow. Thank you to all of you for so many different reasons. We had 177 countries listen to us just in 2020. And it was freaking amazing. And last, I want to thank like every single guest that has wanted to be on the show, including the episodes where we had no idea what we were doing and nobody was listening, because you didn't have to show up. You didn't have to do it. You didn't have to care. And you did. And, you know, I'm looking forward to all the stuff we're going to do down the road. I'm looking forward to the future of what you do at Innovator. Lauren, I'm just a big fan. Andrew, I'm a big fan. Watson.
Whatever.
I mean, you talk about, like, we talked about friendship. I was the best man in Matt's wedding, you know, just like, I mean, not in the Philippines, after the Philippines, but I mean, we've ended up traveling the world together. We started a big business. We've done a whole lot of different stuff. And, you know, overall, it's just, I mean, fuck, I never thought that was going to come in the trailing vapors of a podcast that we created for the purpose of complaining.
I went to the Philippines 11 times in 18 months. Never thought I'd do that.
And brought someone home with you.
Yeah, now I have a wonderful wife that lives with me. So
and made another one, a little one. I mean, think about that. Like, since we've started this show, you've traveled to the Philippines 11 times. You got married and you had a baby.
That's not an easy trip either.
Wow.
No, by the way, fuck no, it's not. And anyway, you guys, thanks again. And I this was awesome. This was fun. And if you are still listening, if you made it all the way to the end of this episode, please reach out to Matt Watson and send fan art. Send it soon. Trust me, you will thank yourself later. See you guys next time.
I want it to be perfectly clear that I will take snow pops.
Oh, yeah. I didn't get any. I didn't get
any. I could use some more.
You get a guy trying to sign off on a show. And you guys are like the people that jump on the fucking stair car on Arrested Development. Like, you lose a jump on the stair, and that's you guys. So, by the way, I have.
Now that I know it's okay to drink on the show,
I have all this. It's okay to drink on the show. Anyway, see you guys next time. I got snow pops to consume.
Thanks, everybody.
Hey, guys.
Startup Hustle's brought to you by Fullscale.io, helping you build a software team quickly and affordably. Make sure you reach down and hit that subscribe button, then come find us on Instagram. See you next time.